You listen to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.AB.ca. Tuesday's afternoon, DVD. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Now, I see that I look at the orders, and we've been waiting. It's 2 months, and there's been a few other games where you're like, okay, you know what? Okay, there's the performance, and now you think it's going to come. Now, this time is a bit different. They're rested. They've had 3 practices in the last 6 days, which was more they had in the previous 30 days. So, I do look at those factors, but they're also facing the hottest team in the NHL, 9-0-2 in their last 11 games in the Minnesota Wild. I guess, hey, if you want to be good and you're a team like Edmonton who's won the Western Conference the last 2 years, you got to find a way to beat a team that for whatever reason you can't beat very often on home ice. The Oilers are only 4-9 against the Wild in Edmonton during the McDavid-Draisaitl era.
Yeah, and this is a good team. Like you look at the way the Oilers played the last 2 Central Division opponents. You know, they got spanked by Colorado, they got spanked by Dallas, and Minnesota's right there with them. So, yeah, this is going to be a tough game because I think Minnesota's a pretty deep team. They're a pretty patient team, and they really make you work for everything you have. And I think that's one of the things. And they're getting outstanding goaltending right now. So, yeah, this is a team that really kind of makes you grind out victories and grind out wins. And you have to be patient when you play. And you've always had to be patient when you play Minnesota. And sometimes, you know, the owners don't have that patience, and they'll take advantage of turnovers in the neutral zone. They'll take advantage of turnovers in your own zone. So they kind of really lean on you to make mistakes. And I think that's what the Oilers have to do, is to try to eliminate the mistakes. Just don't give the puck away in the neutral zone. You talk about simplifying your game, you know, get it in deep, cycle a puck in their corner. But yeah, Minnesota's a very, very good hockey team. And you know, this is a team that has a lot of good young talent. And they have guys that can really, really move the puck and shoot the puck. So it's going to be a really good test for the Edmonton Oilers. But you're right. They're not coming off a massive road trip and playing this team. So they have an opportunity to kind of reset and recharge after that road trip. They had a good win in Seattle. So they're trying to build on that and go from there.
The Olympic question DVD came out today in regards to the rink. And we talked about it actually on my show a few weeks ago, but it's official now that it's going to be 196 feet instead of 200 feet. Do you think that really impacts the decision at all for Team Canada? Now, they've known this for a while, so don't get me wrong. It's not like they just found out today. They've known for over a month and a half that this was the case. But do you think that 4 feet is going to impact the decision on the Olympic roster?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Whether you're going to have to get a little bigger and stronger. I know that's how the Americans are built. They're going to be a big, strong team. I haven't heard where they're going to take the 5 feet, whether it be in the neutral zone or whether it be kind of just
I got to think it's spread out.
I would think so. But I remember, was it Chicago's old rink? You know, that wasn't, you know, back in the day, there used to be a bunch of rinks that weren't regulation size. I mean, Chicago had one. Boston's was a shoebox. There are other couple of rinks. And I remember, I think it was Chicago's where they had the neutral zone was really small. Like they'd taken the whatever went feet in the neutral zone. So I think it does make you rethink it. But I think, you know what, they might have bigger problems right now because I think they're really behind in construction in that arena. And they have no plan B. So they really kind of got to get on that and get that arena done. But yeah, I think you might want bigger bodies, I guess, because, you know, you're going to have less time with the puck. And they know 5 feet doesn't seem like much, but when you're a defenseman going back to get the puck, that's a big difference because the guys are going to be right on top of you right away. So I think that's one thing that, yeah, maybe, you know, you don't look as much as a skilled lineup because you're not going to have a lot of space out there and maybe more of a bruiser lineup. And then defensively, you're going to need guys that can break up the cycle. Like, that's going to be big. Guys that can do that, get in there and break up that cycle in the corners. So yeah, it's going to be a fast game. It's going to be a very physical game now. Like you're looking at it, guys are going to be on top of each other. So it's going to be fun to watch, to be honest. And that brings me back to the days where the Oilers had to go to Boston and the Boston rink was tiny in Chicago. And there were some other places like that. You think that that's unfathomable now that some of the arenas wouldn't actually be regulation size. But back in the day when we were growing up watching hockey, that was the case. So I think it's, it's a bit of an old school thing going into Milan.
Oh yeah, Buffalo had the, remember they used to have the yellow crease in Buffalo, and then the auditorium in Boston and Chicago, and it, you know what, it was different dimensions. I actually didn't mind it. You had different style. You could build your team a little bit to be successful on home ice, and I don't mind that at all. Now, no one's building their team, I don't think, for this because it's such a short tournament. And, you know, like a guy like Tom Wilson, I would have had him on my team anyway. I just wonder with it a little bit less time, and that means, you know what, go back for pucks. Well, I got to go shorter distance. I can get there quicker. If I'm an aggressive forechecker, that could be an advantage. So we'll see how it goes. Now, for the Edmonton Oilers, speaking of aggressive forecheckers, Connor Clattenburg, he's only played three games. He scored a goal. He almost scored again in Seattle. Just missed the open net. You know, got into his first scrap. You know, Freddie Goudreau's not really a fighter, but still, hey, you jump in there, that's what happens. And he has. I look at him, DVD, and with the injury update on Rossovic and Kapanen, unlikely to maybe return until after Christmas, Clattenburg might get himself a little bit of, you know, 10, 12 games here. And you know, regardless if he lasts all year long or not, I think this is a guy now who's really opened his eyes to the team to say, hey, we got a fourth line winger who, you know, who brings a certain element and who maybe can morph into a third liner down the road with more experience, et cetera, that like this month might long-term be the best thing here.
Yeah, no, and this is a guy that made an impression at training camp. A rookie got a couple of fights in a rookie game. Like he's a guy that, before the season, Stan Bowman talked about, we need some youthful energy on this team. We need some youthful enthusiasm on this team. And that was what Savoy and Isaac Howard were supposed to bring to this team, some youthful energy, some youthful enthusiasm. As it worked out, it's actually Clattenburg who's been able to come up here because he does play that rambunctious style. He does get in on the forecheck. He hits guys. He fights. He goes to the net. You know, he's a big, strong kid, and that's something that the Oilers forever have been looking for, a player like this that can get under other people's skin, just go to the net, just play that up and down, you know, game, and just run over everybody that he sees, you know, and it's really a breath of fresh air to see a guy like that. And yeah, I think he does bring a lot to the bench. He does bring that energy. And I think he was going to get an opportunity. The fact that he scored a goal is obviously a good thing, but he goes to the net, good things are going to happen. And we'll see how he kind of handles playing at this level every day, whether he can be that consistent guy and play that way every day. But yeah, he's a guy that we saw in training camp. We said, hey, this kid has a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy. He could be a fan favorite here. He reminds, I think, a lot of people of Kelly Buchberger, the way Kelly Buchberger was when he came up here and started playing the game. He ran over everybody as well. He fought everybody as well. So, yeah, and you need that injection of enthusiasm. You need guys, as Bowman said earlier this year, you need guys that are.
I think we lost DVD just as he was coming in to saying his best thing. So we'll see if we can get him back there for a second. But he had us on the edge of his seat with that one. We'll see. But yeah, it's okay. We need to take a break and come back and wrap things up. This has been a very, very busy Tuesday edition of the Gregor Show. Some